The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Human being, woman, Naomi Shihab Nye. It's entitled Walking Around an Albuquerque Airport, and it ties into the theme for tonight, which is noticing kindness, compassion, generosity can be contagious between us. She writes, after learning my flight was delayed 4 hours, I heard the announcement. If anyone in the vicinity of gate 4A understands any Arabic, please come to the gate immediately. Well, one pauses these days. Gate 4A was my own gate. I went there. An older woman in full traditional Palestinian dress, just like my grandma wore, was crumpled to the floor, wailing loudly. Help, said the flight service person. Talk to her. What is her problem? We told her the flight was going to be 4 hours late, and she did this. I went, put my arm around her, and spoke to her haltingly in Arabic. Translation, Dua, what do you want, honey? Wait a second. Please, what are you doing? The minute she heard any word she knew, however poorly used, she stopped crying. She thought our flight had been canceled entirely. She needed to be in El Paso for some major medical treatment the following day. I said, no, we're fine. You'll get there. Just wait. Who's picking you up? Let's call him and tell him. We called her son, and I spoke to him in English. I told him I would stay with his mother until we got on the plane and would ride next to her, Southwest. Then we called my dad, and he and she spoke for a while in Arabic and found out, of course, they had 10 shared friends. Then I thought, just for the heck of it, why not call some Palestinian poets I know and let them chat with her? This took up about 2 hours. She was laughing a lot by then, telling about her life, answering questions. She'd pulled a sack of homemade mamoul cookies, little powdered sugar crumbly mounds stuffed with dates and nuts, out of her bag and was offering them to all of the women at the gate. To my amazement, not a single woman declined one. It was like a sacrament. The traveler from Argentina, the traveler from California, the lovely woman from Laredo, we were all covered with the same powdered sugar and smiling. There are no better cookies. And then the airline broke out the free beverages from huge coolers, non-alcoholic. And the two little girls for our flight, one African-American and one Mexican-American, ran around serving us all apple juice and lemonade, and they were covered with powdered sugar too. And then I noticed my new best friend, by now we were holding hands, had a potted plant poking out of her bag, some medicinal thing with furry green leaves. Such an old country traveling tradition. Always carry a plant. Always stay rooted to somewhere. And I looked around that gate of late and weary ones and thought, this is the world I want to live in, the shared world. Not a single person at that gate, once the crying of confusion stopped, had seemed apprehensive about any other person. They took the cookies. I wanted to hug all those other women too. This can still happen anywhere. Not everything is lost. Naomi Shihab Nye, wandering around an Albuquerque airport. And so after you click the little blue button, the invitation is to settle back. Make sure anything that beeps, buzzes, alerts, loops, or otherwise will interrupt your meditation has been silenced or turned off for this little while. And to protect the container, I'm not going to allow people to unmute themselves or chat for the duration of the meditation. I'll turn it back on at the end. Now ask if you're eating or talking on the phone or anything like that to please turn off your video camera. Just to protect the silence for everyone. So with that, invitation is to settle back, soften your eyes, come into your body. If it feels right to close your eyes, that can be helpful. And start by allowing the attention to really come inward into the body. Maybe with two or three deep breaths, long and slow in, long and slow out. Just as much as is comfortable. And on this next exhale, consciously relaxing, letting go of any extra tension, any holding. Allowing the face to soften and relax. The lips, jaw. Allowing the neck, especially that part of the neck where the back of the skull meets the back of the neck, the occipital area, to relax. And if relaxation isn't coming to any place, just softening around, allowing the intention to relax to be there without forcing anything. Perhaps allowing a slight smile to come to the lips. Allowing the neck and shoulders to soften. The upper chest, the upper back to soften. Allowing the heart center to soften. Receptive, warm. Perhaps breathing again and allowing an image or sense of the exhale to move down both arms and soften the arms, the hands. And on the next in-breath, allowing the diaphragm and solar plexus, the belly, to relax. The lower back to be soft and engaged. The hips and groin to relax. The thighs. Letting the knees and shins and calves soften. And allowing your feet to rest on the mat or cushion or floor. Allowing awareness to fill this body, suffuse this body. From your innermost core to the integrity of your skin. And And then allowing the awareness to settle. Wherever in the range of your senses feels most hospitable tonight, today. Perhaps settling on the felt sensations of breathing in the belly or chest or even nostrils. Or choosing any other anchor to rest. Rest the heart in this moment. Allowing the mind, the heart to join this moment too. And then settling into the body, resting in the rhythm, breathing for a few moments. And now, calling to mind memory, perhaps an image of a moment when you either offered or received or even witnessed an act of compassion, kindness that opened your heart. Can be big or small. The opening can be huge or just a flicker. But recalling an act of kindness between one being and another. Noticing noticing in the body, how does it make your heart feel? How does it feel in the body? Allowing that feeling to be savored, to sink in. And then if it feels right, you can keep that image, that memory, or turn your attention to someone for whom it's easy for you to imagine offering the generosity, kindness, compassion you just recalled. And internally making that gesture of kindness, compassion towards this other one. If it feels helpful, you can imagine a physical gesture of offering. Or perhaps imagine light or warmth or air exuding from yourself towards this other one. Or even imagining the gesture of facial expression in the offer or a response. And if you wish, you can hone the sense of kindness, generosity, compassion, using language. Please use whatever words and whatever language feel best to you. I will offer a few of the now classic phrases. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you know ease and joy. Repeat these phrases, or even distill them down to a word or two, such as, be safe. Be happy. Be healthy. Be peaceful. Easeful. Free. from time to time, taking a moment between offering these good wishes to sense into your own heart, your own mind, your body, appreciating how it feels, feeling any resonance. Allowing the entire body, heart, and mind to collect around the intention of offering kindness, compassion, and generosity perhaps feeling it ripple through your own body. Knowing that any goodness we offer always touches the giver first in this practice. If it feels right, allowing a sense of kindness to permeate the breath itself. Or the gesture, the movement of breathing to become an expression of these intentions towards kindness, compassion, care. Noticing any changes in sensation or attention. Being kind and generous with whatever's there. Appreciating, allowing. And now letting go of the image of this other one, this interaction, and turning the attention around to this person, the person in your seat, your place. Every bit is worthy of kindness, compassion, care, as anyone else. And allowing still the intentions of kindness and compassion, perhaps, to move through this body and heart. Maybe on the breath, with the breath, or in whatever rhythm works for you. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I know ease, joy, and peace. Again, if it feels right, it's fine to shorten these wishes to a single word, or simply wordlessly radiate the intention through all quarters, all parts of this body, heart, and mind. Shorter words support stabilizing the attention. Safe. Happy. Healthy. Ease. Joy. Peace. from time to time, rededicating yourself to the process of radiating a sense of kindness, goodwill, care, or compassion through this body, through this heart, through this mind. Knowing that regardless of what is felt or not felt, this enactment cultivates the intentions. These intentions cause kindness, care, goodwill to grow. Now, letting go of the focus of these intentions and allowing them simply to broadcast out from the heart mind, out from the body, as near or far as they want to go. If it's helpful, you can imagine people or beings or areas, geographies that soak in these kind intentions. Or you can just allow them to radiate out in all directions without a specific goal or set of recipients. Be safe. Be happy. Be healthy. Easeful. Joyful. Peaceful, free, And in these last moments of this guided meditation, the invitation is to let go of any phrases, radiation, intention to generating goodwill, and notice the quality of this body, heart, and mind, allowing sensations, emotions, thoughts, sounds to arise and fade away as they will. Relaxing, being. Thank you all for your practice. It's a delight to do this practice in community. So I have enabled you to unmute yourselves or to chat if either of those activities are appealing. And just want to see if anyone has, when you're staying with yourself, just see if you have a reflection or anything you want to offer from that meditation, from the reflection beforehand. Please use your Zoom hand if you want to speak. Please kneel. Hi. No, you can't. Hold on. I thought I allowed you to. Here you go. Sorry.
Hi. My wife wishes she had that button. So at some point in time in the meditation, you said something like shorter phrases allow you to focus better, something like that. Could you elaborate on what you said and what you meant?
Absolutely. I think the words I used were something along the lines of allow you to stabilize the attention better. And this is, so basically there's many, many, as many of you know, there's many, many techniques to practicing the Brahmaviharas, right? One of what a number of us have found over the years of practicing that helps build concentration, samadhi, is to shorten the phrases down to a word or two. Like I'll often just say, be happy, be healthy, like that kind of thing. And it becomes, it allows the mind to get a little bit less discursive and encourages for some people more of a unifying feeling with the intentions. So that's what I was referring to, is to keep it shorter. And different things work for different people, right? So, did you experiment with it in the meditation?
I have done it before. You have, at a previous thing, you had suggested one word. And I have played with it. And, you know, I mean, frequently I find I start out with longer phrases and then drop to one word. And when I can go deep, sometimes I just, you know, I shut up, if you will. I stop even the words, right? And I just kind of like, I don't know, bathe in it.
Beautiful. Yeah, that's been my experience with it as well, is that as the samadhi builds, or the unification with the intention of metta or compassion builds, it's helpful to drop the language and just work with intention for a number of people. And different minds and hearts work different ways, right? So what's helpful for you might not be helpful for someone else, but that generally tends to be a trend that people can have it be more of a stabilizing, concentrative practice with less language. With more language, it might become a little bit more of a contemplation and an exploration, which is also valuable. Thank you for the question. Great question, yeah. Anybody else? Questions or reflections? Comments? I see something in the chat. Hang on just a minute. Yes, Melanie writes, I felt the benefit of shorter phrases. Thank you for the tip. Agree that it becomes less discursive and more embodied. So we've got a couple of folks here. So I have a question, reflection for you all. And that is something you can take into your breakout groups if you choose to stay. And I really encourage you to stay. It's really sweet practice. And the question, whether or not you stay, to keep in mind is to think of, to share an anecdote or a story that you've either directly witnessed or heard about or participated in, where an act of kindness, an act of compassion, moved you or touched you in some way. And this can be as small as seeing somebody pay it forward at the toll gate, or it can be something massive or anything in between. But just the invitation is to go around the circle and each do a brief sort of introduction to your story first. And then if there's time, can do a longer one. How does that sound? Sound okay? All right. I'm sending you off and you'll be in there for about 6 minutes and then a 1 minute closing. Okay. Welcome back, everybody. And anyone want to report on how that felt for you, or something that touched you? Silence. It's this strange phenomenon. Okay, Wayne, hi.
Well, I was going to say one person in our group was talking about how she'd just been on retreat, and how when you're on retreat, you really notice subtle things. And so a very small event in the kitchen was something that she was grateful for.
Beautiful. Thank you, Wayne. Jesse.
Sure, thank you. Yeah, so something that came up in the group is just how, or something that comes up for me is just like focusing, strengthening awareness and attention, and where to focus on attention, combined with just the sheer magnitude of how much kindness is in the world And just like, yeah, I'm just kind of in shock. I've been meditating for about 3 years now, and it's just literally changing how I see the world, the delusional thinking of my 20s and 30s. And just because it just felt like my whole life, it just felt like I live in a hostile world and I need to get ahead. And now it's like, actually, you know, by far the most of what I see most of the time, most of the day, is people being kind to each other. And especially that kind of goes double or triple when I focus my awareness there, as opposed to other things.
What a beautiful reflection, Jesse. Thank you. Isn't it amazing that we filter what we see through these habitual lenses? Mima and then Melanie.
Thank you. I really appreciated this meditation tonight. It was, and I think too, it kind of calms me down where I'm not like answering right away. I thought it was really sweet. When I first came to this path, the first time I heard loving kindness towards myself, I used to cry and cry and cry and cry. And every time we come to, I have that experience now. It's so soothing and so welcomed compared to the past where I don't know if it was I didn't have the tolerance, I couldn't accept it, or what it was. I just know that now I savor every time we have these kind of experiences. I'm so grateful for this this meditation tonight. Thank you, Dawn.
You're so welcome. It makes me so happy to hear what you just said. Thank you for sharing. Melanie, please.
Hi, I'm the one who just came back from retreat at Spirit Rock for a week. And it was really wonderful. We had some metta practices, and I thought about many of you, like sort of like the regulars of our group, and kind of offering you all my best wishes. And something really kind that came up was towards the end of like these formal retreats, the teachers usually have to give some kind of speech asking for Dana. So they have to, it's always like a bit of an awkward situation for people who are new, which is like, they paid some money to go on the retreat. And then the teachers are saying, hey, actually the money you paid doesn't go to us at all. We have actually sat and offered everything we have taught you this week for free. And now we are asking you like for donations to support our livelihood. But they spoke it in such a beautiful way that felt so not like an economic transaction. And there were three teachers on the retreat. And one of the teachers was talking about how he learned how to carve wooden spoons, and how, but the person he learned it from said, the one rule for carving these wooden spoons is you can't sell them. You have to give them freely as a gift. And so, you know, he didn't like make a business on Etsy, like carving these wooden spoons. He really just like created them and gave them to people. And he talked about the beauty of removing the economic transaction of a gift. And then he brought out two carved spoons that he had made, and he gave them to the other two teachers, and they were so surprised. And I thought it was just like a really, really sweet moment, you know, this moment of like, unfortunately, we live in a capitalist world. Buddhist teachers in the West don't get supported with like alms bowls by their communities. But like, you know, in this moment of asking us for a donation to them, he also showed how beautiful and a demonstrated act of kindness can be to others. And I think we all like really felt that in the room, his gift of his own wooden spoons to the other teachers who had taught with him.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Melanie. It's beautiful. And thank you for bringing your retreat energy into the field with us. That's also an act of generosity. So friends, thank you for your practice, your presence. I'm going to very, very quickly dedicate the merit since we are over time. May all beings experience the benefit of generosity, kindness, compassion, and freedom. May all beings know the highest happiness. May we all awaken together. Thank you all for your wonderful practice. Be well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone. Good night.
Dawn, Neil.
Thank you, Dawn. Thank you, everyone.